This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan's security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing that the Afghan people must decide their own future. He said he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday that the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. Germany will step up efforts to fly to safety Afghans who worked for the German military in Afghanistan. This, according to Finance Minister Olaf Scholz, who said that he made that comment Tuesday in an interview with German media. He spoke as Taliban fighters seized more territory from forces loyal to the government in Kabul. Since 2013, Germany has admitted nearly 800 Afghans in that category and about 2,500 family members over security fears. And calls to accelerate the process for support staff still in Afghanistan have grown louder as the Taliban have advanced. Scholz said in an interview with German media that officials are discussing whether they can speed up the transport for those Afghans who have been cleared to emigrate. He said, "We are responsible for the locals who supported us on the ground." And the Pentagon announced Monday members of the U.S. military will be required to have the COVID-19 vaccine beginning September 15th under a plan endorsed by President Biden. VOA News. The United States, Britain, and Canada rolled out new sanctions on Belarus Monday. It was the one-year anniversary of the start of protests in the Eastern European country against elections that were widely seen as fraudulent. Since that time, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has taken harsh action against peaceful demonstrators and political opponents. In a statement, President Biden said, "Rather than respect the clear will of the Belarusian people, the Lukashenko regime perpetrated election fraud, followed by a brutal campaign of repression to stifle dissent." Biden added that Lukashenko has detained thousands of peaceful protesters and imprisoned more than 500 activists, civil society leaders, and journalists as political prisoners. He mentioned in particular the diversion of an international flight to land in Minsk, where a Belarusian journalist was removed from the flight and arrested. Biden said the actions of the Lukashenko regime are an illegitimate effort to hold on to power at any price. The sanctions will target the construction, energy, potash, and tobacco industries of Minsk, which the U.S. Treasury Department describes as the wallets of the Lukashenko government. Bangladesh's government and aid agencies started vaccinating Rohingya refugees Tuesday as a surge in COVID-19 cases raises health risks in the camps where more than a million Rohingya who fled Myanmar are sheltering. Around 20,000 infections and 200 deaths from COVID-19 have been recorded so far in Cox's Bazar district. That's the region bordering Myanmar, where 34 refugee camps are located. The UN Refugee Agency said about 500 Bangladesh Red Crescent staff and volunteers have joined the health workers for the vaccination campaign. Rohingya community leaders, frontline healthcare volunteers in the camps, and Rohingya older than 55 are all in the first group to be vaccinated. After weeks of delay, the U.S. Senate is on track to approve a $1 trillion infrastructure plan designed to improve U.S. roads, bridges, provide more communities with broadband internet, and repair water pipes and other public works systems that cities and states in the United States often cannot afford on their own. A final Senate vote is expected Tuesday, after which the legislation will be sent to the U.S. House of Representatives. A bipartisan group of some 70 senators are expected to pass the measure, although not all Republicans are on board. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also use our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.